Mac took another minute to search around the cliff face. The sea roared menacingly. Choppy water, the colours of slate green and steel, rushed landward in a torrent to crash in spray plumes against the black rock. Mac breathed in the moisture-laden air and tasted salt. Keeping the time in mind, he returned to the dock. No one had arrived yet, and he heard no boats approaching. The sound of an engine would be the first warning. A bony finger of ragged rock guarded the dock to the west of his position. The police craft would have to navigate around it before Mac would have them in sight. He paced back and forward and rubbed his hands together against the cold. Occasionally he shouted out to see if he attracted any attention, but even the seagulls and the rest of the birds were mute.